Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's Steve here with a starting 11 prediction show ahead of Liverpool versus West Ham United. 5:30 Saturday, Anfield, huge game in the Premier League against a team who beat us early this season. So I'm going to have a little go now trying to predict the 11 that I think Jürgen will be picking in this game. If you're joining us now on Twitter, click the link in the description, in the tweet, and get over to the YouTube channel. If you're watching live on YouTube now, please do jump in the live chat with your thoughts and comments on this team as well. Let's just get straight into it because no need to mess around. We know what's at stake here for the Reds. Straight away, in goal, we've got Alisson Becker. No shocks there. Obviously, plays in the FA Cup in midweek. Probably wasn't originally the plan, but given that Kevin Kelleher obviously went 120 minutes at Wembley, Alisson came back in. Didn't really have a lot to do. Hopefully, that's the same again this week. Moving on to left back, we've got Andy Robbo. Got a well-earned break in midweek. Another one who got a well-earned break, as well as Kostas Tsimikas played. I thought he had a very good game against Norwich. Robbo comes back in for me. Obviously, another man who got a break in the Norwich game was big Virgil. In fact, pretty much this entire back four. Spoiler alert, got that game off. Virgil, man of the match in that League Cup final, comes back in for sure, alongside Joel Matip. Another one again, nice break for Joel. Didn't even have to play extra time in the League Cup. Should have been the League Cup goal scorer, should have been the winner if it wasn't for a rather strange decision, in my opinion. But here we are. We've got Joel Matip there. And, of course, coming back in at right back is Trent Alexander-Arnold. Another one. Got his feet up in midweek. Definitely comes in. So that is why, again, that's Liverpool's best back five. Without a doubt, that is Liverpool's best back five. And they are absolutely 100% going to start this game again. Unless anything mad happens between now and kickoff, that'll be Jürgen's back five, I am pretty certain. Right then, I wonder what you guys think of the midfield three, because often this is where the most contention lies. If you are watching along live now, head to the live chat and let me know what midfield three you think Jürgen will pick and what midfield three you would pick yourself as well. Two different things for you to consider there.
Hey everyone, mate here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo, Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com, sign up and join us on Red Men Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right then, before the little break there, I asked about midfield three, what you would pick, what you think Jürgen's going to do as well. I'll read a few of those out now. Matthew has said Hendo, Naby and Fab is what he would do, but he thinks Jürgen will go Hendo, Fab and Harvey Elliott. We've got Rage Ben, we've got Liverpool, Revids, we've got a few others there as well who would say, and they've who basically picked the same midfield that I think Jürgen's going to go for as well. Although I'll mention that in a minute. We've got VIP and we've got 811 who said they will go Fab, Hendo and Jones. Well, I haven't gone for that. I've gone for the first one, definitely. Fabinho plays, 100% plays. And listen, if you get a penalty again, who knows, if, depending on who else is on the pitch, we might get to see at Penenka. Colin there in the chat says, do we know the latest on Thiago? Jürgen said he's definitely out for this one and he's maybe got a chance at playing the Inter Milan game. My guess is they might even give him that one off as well and look maybe ahead to Brighton, so I'm not going to be including Thiago here. Nick says Fab, Naby and Hendo, like a few of the other guys there before, and that's exactly what I've gone for. I've gone for Fabinho, I've gone for Henderson, I think Jürgen will play Naby Keita as well. Again, another reason, there's probably a reason why he doesn't feature in the Norwich game. I've got a little sense that he will be playing here. I'll try and straighten these up. I know people shout at me when they're a bit wonky. Makes sense to me, like I say. Perfect. I think Liverpool's best midfield three has obviously got Thiago ahead of Naby Keita. Thiago's not here. Curtis played really, really well in the first half of Norwich, but he went off with what was a slight hamstring issue. Again, I don't think it's serious, but I'm not sure Jürgen would risk any injuries or whatever. Why bother when you've got such a big squad? So for me, no, I think he's going to go for Keita. I thought Naby had a pretty good game in the League Cup final. Came on, found out he was playing less than half an hour before the kickoff and did well. He tired a little bit, but I thought he had a good game. Fabinho's a no-brainer. And Jordan, again, he goes off after an hour at Norwich. Again, probably with this game in mind. So, yeah, that's for me. No chance of, in my opinion, of Ox or Milner. Elliott's probably on the fringe as well. He could definitely go for Harvey Elliott on this right-hand side, move Jordan over. That is certainly in play, and I wouldn't be shocked if he did it. But yeah, I think that's what he's going to do. And then up front then, I am going for Luis Diaz on the left. I am going for Sadio Mane, centre-forward, and I'm going for Mohamed Salah on the right. Again, we saw a brief cameo from Diaz and Mane. Salah got the entire game off. Obviously, those two didn't play the 120 minutes at Wembley. Mo did. And then Jota is available. He plays against Norwich. Does okay. Looks still a bit rusty. I've got a feeling with him having played there, this is what he'll go for. And we'll probably see Jota on the bench. Firmino might be close as well. Probably still a little bit too soon for him to be starting. I've got no problem with Jürgen going with that front three. Playing Sadio centre-forward. I think he's done well there as a whole. Ideally for me, Jota plays. But I'm just not sure Jota's fully up to speed just yet. He still looks a little bit rusty after the ankle issue. So that's why I've gone for Sadio. If Jota was fit and firing, there's a real question about the left-hand side. For me, Mo Salah's always going to play. He picks himself, he's Mo Salah. But if Jota was a fit and firing, being Diogo Jota that we saw earlier in the season and the ankle was 100%, yeah, he would have a big decision to make on the left-hand side. Would he go Diaz or Mane? As it stands, They're both in decent form, but Diaz just looks like electric to me. Maybe it's because he's the new shiny toy. I'd probably maybe be edging that way. I don't know. It's a difficult decision. Glad I don't have to make it. But it would be a big call to do. Like Skyrim says there, I couldn't agree more. Steve Jota will be the 70th minute sub, and he very much could be. I tend to agree with you there, my mate. David says Salah was dropped for the FA Cup. I don't think Mo Salah has ever been dropped in his life. Mo Salah was most certainly rested. I agree, and by the way, 8-11, so I like Mane, centre-forward. I think Mane's done a very good job. Let's move to the bench then. Cup hero, penalty taker extraordinaire, Kevin Kelleher. I've got Kostas Tsimikas, again, another who played very, very well, I thought, against Norwich. A bit unlucky not to be started, but such is life. Ibu Konate, James Milner, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, the aforementioned Diogo Jota. I've got Harvey Elliott. I've got Divock Origi. And now I've gone for Taki Minamino. That's a lot of attacking options there, and I understand that. You know, you've got essentially three strikers or three forwards. If Curtis is a properly 100% fit, then maybe Curtis comes in ahead of one of these lot. But I think Taki deserves the place on the bench after a very, very, very good performance. He probably deserves a start, if I'm honest. That just isn't really ever going to happen. It's not, with given the options Liverpool have got. Again, another very, very strong bench for the Reds in what will be a very difficult game. West Ham are no mugs. They showed that at the reverse fixture. Again, Liverpool had issues at that time. Liverpool are better now than they were then. But still, it's going to be a fierce test. So I think Jürgen's essentially picking there the best 11 that he's got available to him in terms of fitness, sharpness, form as well. Let me know, you guys, in the comments. Again, Paul says, any news on Bobby? I think Bobby's close, but I'm not sure he's ready to start. I'm not even sure if he'll make the bench. Jürgen obviously will have his press conference and confirm that, but as it stands, it's still a bit ropey. So that's where we're up to on that. Nick would have went for Alisson, Trent, Virgil, Matip, Robbo, Fab, Hendo, Diaz, Elliot, Moe and Sadio. Yeah, so again, I wouldn't be shocked if Harvey Elliott did play this game, did start, but the fact that he comes on against Cardiff at half-time, sorry, against Norwich at half-time, Naby doesn't, does that suggest that he wants to play Harvey into form, or does it suggest that he was saving Naby for this game? I'm going to guess it's the latter. But like I say, it could very much be the former as well. Who knows? I am just trying to get in the mind of the best manager in football. David Long, one of our members, thanks for being a member, David, says, it's so good to have such quality options despite injuries. And again, it really is. I keep saying this every week, Liverpool, I've got a couple of issues, injuries, suspension, whatever. Mainly injury, obviously Thiago's injury, Jones, fitness doubt, Bobby, a fitness doubt, they're all not involved. And it's still a very, very strong bench and a very strong team that we're able to put out. And a super chat from David as well. Thank you very much for the £5 super chat. David says, when you can rotate your entire squad and still be favourites, I've never seen Liverpool with this quality and depth. You'll never walk alone. Yeah, it's becoming a theme of a lot of the shows we are doing here on the Red Men TV recently, is about the squad depth and the strength and depth, and that the drop-off between the first 11 and the other guys isn't a big drop-off at all. And 100% agree with you, David. Absolutely right. Blazers goes, so I'm predicting a Naby lad and Diaz goal in a 2-0 win. But Josh says, I think Elliott is more of a winger than a centre mid. I think Jürgen completely disagrees, because every time Harvey comes on, he's playing in midfield, and often he moves somebody else out if he needs to. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain yesterday ends up having to be almost shifted over a little bit at time when Harvey comes onto the pitch. So yeah, I get it, because obviously we had Hendo 6, we had Jones left, and we had Ox right. He takes Henderson off for Morton, but when and obviously Elliott comes on at half time for Jones, and he puts him straight on the right hand side of midfield. Harvey goes on the right, and Ox has to move over to the left. So I think that's where Jürgen is. Maybe it's an age thing where he's saying, right, I want you to get a run of form in this position. I'm not sure Harvey's got the pace that Jürgen wants from a winger as well. You know, there's a theme that he often wants a lot of pace on the wing, and again, it makes sense why he does that. So I think that's why he prefers Harvey in midfield. And again, wouldn't be a huge shock if he did start. Colin said Taki is now ahead of Divock as well. Maybe. Again, I thought Origi was all right when we've seen him recently, to be honest. I don't think I've had no major complaints about Divock Origi in any of the recent games. He might not have scored, but I think he's been pretty good. Really good assist for the goal against Norwich. Did okay-ish in the final, but scored his pen. By that point, Liverpool, I thought, were the second best team. I don't think we were the best team in extra time. But yeah, again, it's horses for courses. If it's an absolute number nine you want, he will put Divock Origi on. If you want, you know, if it's a centre forward, if it's a change at centre forward, I'm almost certain it'd be Divock. But either flank, yeah, you can't argue with Taki and the output he's producing at the moment. Richard says a bench with Jota, Taki, Jones, and Elliott, Konate, and Kostas, that type of players would be excellent. And yeah, Curtis isn't even on my bench, but yeah, if he's fit, it is. You're absolutely right. Right then, yeah, so that is my 11. What I think Jürgen is going to pick for this game. If you're not watching this live, do head to the comments section and let us know what your 11. Let me know what you would do. And let me know what you think Jürgen will do as well. They are two different questions. They definitely are, like, say, what you think is Liverpool's best 11 and guessing what Jürgen will do. They are two separate things. If you're listening to this, obviously, it's the podcast as well. Do tweet us at the Red Men TV with your thoughts, again, what you would do and what Jürgen would do. I think it's going to be a tough game. I'm predicting a very, very close game, very tight game. But this group of players, I'm never going to back against them, really. They've earned our trust. So, yeah, 5:30 Saturday at Anfield. That is the 11 I think Jürgen will pick to, fingers crossed, beat West Ham United. Speaking of that game, then the build-up show is already out on YouTube now. Obviously, you're watching or listening to this show, so you know that one's done. Looking ahead to Saturday, me and Errol will be back in the studio again. We'll go live with the team news reaction show about 4:20 UK time, give or take. We'll then go live for the watch along at 5:15 UK time as well. So do come and join us for that. We have tons of fun, interaction, biased commentary, completely 100%. Mute the telly, put us on and listen to the dulcet tones of me and Errol guide you through that game. I really do hope you can join us. After the match, we always have the fan reaction show and we have the player rating show where I'll stand right here and write some numbers on this board. And then streaming on Redmen Plus after the game, about an hour or so after the game, is our instant match reaction. So if you're not a Redmen Plus subscriber yet, if you want to go and do that now, head on over to the redmentv.com and sign up. You can get access to that instant match reaction in podcast or video form, as well as the amazing back catalogue of stuff that we've got on there as well, and obviously what's coming up, all the weekly shows that we're doing. We are absolutely flying. Liverpool are flying, which means we are flying as well. We are doing tons of shows, but we've all got a big old smile on our face while we're doing them because the Reds are fantastic. Right, all you guys in the live chat there, thanks very much for coming along and enjoying the show, getting involved with the show as well. Really do appreciate it. Do please give a thumbs up to the video on YouTube. It really does help out the channel. Other than that, guys, yeah, thanks very much. Do join us for the watch along on Saturday. I will see you then. Ta-da.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.